Peter was a good Christian. He prayed every day and went to church on Sundays. He gave to charity regularly. He did no harm to anyone. One night, Peter had a dream, and in the dream, Jesus appeared to him and told him that he would visit him the next day at his home. Peter was up at the crack of dawn. He cleaned his house from top to bottom, put flowers in vases everywhere, set the table with his mother's old country rose china, made a tray of glorious triangular sandwiches, baked a fresh Victoria sponge with real cream, and then sat down to wait on Jesus. At 11 a.m. the doorbell rang. Peter ran to the door, disappointed to see an old gypsy beggar woman. He hushed her away and went back to wait on Jesus. At 1 p.m. the doorbell rang again, and this time it was a Boy Scout wanting to raise funds by chores for Bobby Job Week. Peter dispatched him hastily. At 5 p.m. the doorbell rang again. This time it was a neighbour, a retired disabled soldier looking for company. Peter told him he was busy and went back to wait on Jesus. By 10 p.m. Jesus had not come. Peter retired to bed heartbroken and disappointed, and told Jesus in prayer of his hurt. Jesus replied, "Peter, I came to your door today three times as the old lady, the Boy Scout, and your lonely neighbour. But Peter, you did not recognise me." Peter had learned a great lesson. And remember the words of Jesus, "If you give even a cup of water in my name, I will remember it to you." Why is it that we Christians, when it comes to God, are always expecting miracles, fireworks, and the spectacular, and to the point where we are blind to seeing him in the people, the happenings and circumstances of our ordinary everyday life? The Jews in Jesus' time were quite like that, and Jesus said to them, "This is a wicked generation, always looking for signs." Elijah faced this issue today in our first reading. God did not speak to him in the spectacular, the mighty wind, the earthquake, the fire, but instead on a gentle breeze. God wants us to hear him on the gentle breezes that blow through our daily life, the morning sunshine, the refreshing water of our shower, the caffeine hit in our first coffee of the day, the smile on the bus driver's face on the way to work, the kindness of the lady serving the morning break cup of tea, the bird landing on the office window stoop, the zing of the relish in our lunch sandwich, the call from the doctor giving us good test results, the man on the bus worried about his sick child, the post-rain rainbow over our house, and the call telling us of the sudden death of a school friend. Jesus in his ministry said often, "Let him who has eyes to see, see. Let him who has ears to hear, hear." God is speaking to all of us every day in the gentle, beautiful, and painful breezes that blow through our daily life. But the problem is that we are not looking. We are not listening. I want to finish with words by John Jorgensen called Little Things. We all want to do big things for God's kingdom. We want to start a church. We want to launch a mission. We want to lead someone to Christ. We want to make a difference. Most of us doubt that we could ever do anything for God, much less the big things. I'm too young, I'm too weak, I'm too little, I'm just one person. When I look at the scriptures, though, it becomes painfully obvious that little people can live gigantic lives. Little actions can have huge impact. Little words can have a lasting impression. And little things can make a big difference. If you ever doubted the power of little things, then I've got a few friends you should talk to. Talk to the mustard seed who, though it is the smallest of all seeds, when it grows, becomes the largest garden plants. Talk to Abraham, who was one man, but gave birth to an entire generation. Talk to Moses, whose tiny action of raising his staff out over the water parted the Red Sea, allowing God's people to walk into freedom. Talk to Jonah, who spoke only 8 little words, but caused the most ungodly city to repent on the spot. Go and talk to Joshua, who with one little step into the river was able to stop the waters of the Jordan dead in its tracks and bring God's people one step closer to the promised land. If you've ever doubted the power of little things, talk to the young boy who had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but offered them as a meal that proved sufficient to feed 5,000. Talk to Elijah, who simply put a shovel to dig a few ditches and the Lord brought a downpour into the desert. Talk to Elijah, who discovered that the Lord is not in the powerful wind, the Lord was not in the earthquake, the Lord was not in the fire. He was in the little, gentle, soft, quiet whisper. If you've ever doubted the power of the little things, talk to God, who when he wanted to change the world and redeem the sin of all mankind, sent a tiny human baby to get the job done. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. And I believe that God chooses the little things of the world to make a big difference in the kingdom. Never doubt the big things that God can do through the little things we offer him.